Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about how to transform your relationship and have fun. We're back from our magical anniversary trip, and it was even more than we'd hoped for. Our plan for not having a plan worked out really well for us and led to some funny and glorious adventures. We also had an experience which we think is worth sharing with all of you, and which might help some of you who are ready to recognize the possibility for changing patterns that aren't working in your relationship and how to do it. We headed out on our week-long journey with only a specific plan for the first stop and a direction for the general trip. We made no reservations and had decided to play it all by ear and feel, with which we were both good. We were a bit testy with each other as the first day's drive unfolded, a bit impatient. There were misunderstandings between driver and navigator, and a tone of snippy answers and irritability. This was not typical of how we interact with each other, and certainly not what we wanted. Luckily, we both know that. After some time, I said, "We seem to be at each other in an uncomfortable way, kind of out of sync." On hearing this and reflecting a bit, Maud replied, "We're probably just getting used to how to function with this open-ended plan." There were no defensive reactions or hurt feelings. We both realized this wasn't what or who we are. It wasn't fun, and it wasn't how we wanted to treat each other. My recommendation? I said, "What if we just decide not to do this, not to be short with each other, and then we just don't do it?" So we did just stop, and we did not do it, and we had a magical journey from that point on. Poof! True transformation. Now, some of you might say that sounds unreal. Well, it is if you don't know what you want and how you want to be with each other. It's unreal if you haven't gotten to know yourself and each other to the point of trust and comfort so that you're sure of the way you want to treat each other and be treated. Bigger changes are more difficult because there are pluses and minuses involved, but the general idea is the same. When you know what you want and it is solidly grounded, it is a reframing. You stand firmly, marveling at the new view. Here's a suggestion from our latest book, where we discuss our process. Use it if one of you forgets. If your partner slips, don't join him or her. Instead, help them back by remaining committed to a shared solution. This is the point at which you can make a conscious choice to act differently. One small change will cause a different reaction, and the entire discussion can take an alternate path. By refusing to let conflict in, even if it comes from your partner, your response can change the entire tenor of the exchange. That's a quote from How To Have a Successful Relationship. It's spelt How To, T-W-O, and it's available on Amazon. True transformation just happens with a simple right turn going in a different direction. But you have to know who you are and what you truly want before you can get to the point where you can make that transformative move. And that takes personal work. Ask yourself, are you attached to certain behaviors? Are you unconscious of certain behaviors? Do these serve you and your relationship? Do they express what you want to be with each other? Before real transformation can occur, you need to have reflected together and answered these things for yourself and for you as a couple. When this has happened, however, the change is just like snapping your fingers. It's easy and really simple. You just turn and go off in the other direction and don't look back. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as we enjoyed our trip. Find more and follow us on our blog at philandmaud.com.